Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today is a timely opportunity to raise awareness about the issue of modern slavery today, as we celebrate the memorial of Saint Josephine Bakhita. She was born in 1869 in the Darfur region of Sudan, and was kidnapped at the age of 7 and sold into slavery, being bought, sold, and given away over a dozen times, suffering much physical abuse in the process. She was eventually sold to an Italian, who took her to Italy and who was much kinder, and for a brief period she was placed in custody of the Canossian sisters in Venice. There she was deeply moved and was drawn to the church, leading her to be baptized and confirmed. And since slavery was made illegal in Italy at the time, Josephine won a court case that allowed her to stay after the sisters interceded on her behalf. She became a sister herself and was very well loved as a witness to the freedom that comes from Jesus Christ. Today's saint ought to awaken the call in us to eradicate modern slavery and human trafficking in the world today. Now, from what I hear, the Global Slavery Index claims that there are still around 40 million slaves worldwide, including some 4,300 in Australia. This is not something that can be explained, I guess, in a two-minute podcast. If you'd like to know more or find ways to get involved, look up the Anti-Slavery Task Force of the Archdiocese. We pray that through St. Josephine Bakhita's intercession and witness, we may respect the intrinsic and inalienable dignity of every human person, and that we may be inspired to assist and act where we can, and not turn a blind eye to the needs of our neighbour. Let us pray. O God, who led St. Josephine Bakhita from abject slavery to the dignity of being your daughter and a bride of Christ, grant, we pray, that by her example, we may show constant love for the Lord Jesus crucified, remaining steadfast in charity and prompt to show compassion. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.